100 seconds that we are gifted each and every day builds on the day before, with each day that you live to its fullest and train to its fullest, contributes to the next, and so on and so forth, until you have a lifetime of fully lived and enjoyed to the maximum days. Number 10, feed those muscles. 70-80% of your health comes right down to the food choices you make day in and day out. You are what you eat. Your muscles benefit from the food choices you make, which in turn contribute to the quality level of training you experience. Food is energy and makes a huge difference in your workouts. Number 11, go injury free-ish. Look, it's a part of training and working out that you will eventually be sore and quite possibly sustain an injury or two or even three. It's part of training. To think otherwise is pure nonsense. You can, however, reduce your chances by listening to your body and paying close attention to the signs and symptoms as they come up. For example, if you feel sore in your legs to the point you can't probably do a pistol squat and there is cramps, it probably makes sense to work around the pain or just stop altogether and rest. It's not a competition to see who can break muscle tissues and tendons and bones the quickest. Number 12, take 5 minutes a few times each day to improve your flexibility. Stretching and warming up are fundamental to your training. If you don't believe the importance of warming up and stretching, check out this post on the subject. Number 13, make a habit of breathing. Breathing is essential to life. Every breath you take sustains your life through detoxification and strengthening your immune system. Again, here is a post if you have any doubts of deep diaphragmatic breathing. Number 14, plan your meals. Again, as I said before, food is fuel. And if you fail to plan, you are planning for failure. End of subject. Number 15, consistency. Seek feedback for trouble spots. Consistently seek feedback for trouble spots. How will you know if you are improving, especially in your weak areas, if you don't seek feedback? Feedback helps you to get better. Don't take it personal. It's just feedback. Number 16, get one extra hour of sleep. If you aim to get an extra hour of sleep, you may find that you have far more energy, and as a result, your training improves. Sort of common sense. Number 17, respect the recovery and the resulting bounce back. Your muscles gain not when you are training, but when you are resting. That's why you need to give yourself time to recover properly. Don't skip the recovery. Number 18, attack that one thing. Make one area your focus and just improve that one thing. If you want to get better at pull-ups, then focus on that and attack it with a vengeance. Don't stop until you conquer and overcome it. Number 19, help create a positive training environment. Who the heck wants to train where it's depressing and negative? Create an environment that is fun. For me, it's the park. I just love working out in the fresh air. Number 20, pick out the three habits that will have the biggest impact on your training. Og Mandino once said, form good habits and become their slaves. This is so true. For me, it's consistency, variety, and intensity. Number 21, imagine your mentors training beside you for an extra little kick. If you imagine that your mentors were training alongside you, do you think you would slack off? Probably not. This one tip can make a world of difference in your training. Number 22, make the training sessions or small group workout more fun and engaging by playing games. This is pretty self-explanatory. We tend to do more of what we like, and that is fun. And we tend not to do the things that are boring, so have fun. Number 23, focus on total repetitions. For example, I focus on 400 repetitions between working out my chest, shoulders, triceps, and abdominal. That's 100 reps per body part. I do 40 reps or more during doing four sets without resting. Then I rest 1 to 2 minutes and repeat until I get to 400 reps. Oftentimes, I do more. 24, know how to correctly use high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, and metabolic conditioning. On my days off, I do sprints using HIIT, doing as many burpees as I can in 30 to 45 seconds, and then resting 15 to 20 seconds. I repeat this 15 to 20 times. It's quick, fun, and intense, This is a great way to get a burst of cardio in a short period of time. 25, learn and practice recovery strategies. It's not only great to honor your rest day, but it's also to investigate your methods or other methods that might add to your overall performance, such as myofascial release via a foam roller or a bit of yoga or Pilates moves into your warm-up or stretching routines. In conclusion, training smarter and harder can make the difference between great gains or not so great gains. Of course, the tips and advice are just suggestions. Ultimately, you decide what you want to incorporate and not. When you train smarter, you begin to notice that working out is a lot more fun and less rigid. The key is to make your training enjoyable.